got scammed.
What is this, Jasmine?
I don't know what that is.
I found it on YouTube. All right, we're going to talk about getting scammed this holiday
season.
The 12 season.
Scams of Christmas, Wendy.
Yes, I have already ordered Christmas and birthday presents online. That's really where I do most of my shopping. And Jason Glassberg is on the line with us once again, co-founder of Kasaba Security. You're an ethical hacker. You can go to his website at kasaba.com. And Jason, are we all getting scammed every time we go online? Please tell me that's not the truth.
No, but there's a very good chance you could be getting scammed. But as long as you keep your wits about you, you'll probably be in good shape. That's the general rule about this.
Who's winning the tug of war, though? Are we the consumers or are the scammers? Is it getting easier or harder?
Well, I think, it's essentially, it's the eternal struggle between good and evil, the dark side and the light side of the force.
Yep.
What happens is that for every trick that's pulled, a solution comes out, people become more aware, and they up their defenses. And so the bad guys have to look for new and other ways to trick people. But at the end of the day, most of these hacks or these acts are committed because people let their guard down and they tend to forget that it's the Wild West out there, you know?
Here's some advice. Go ahead, Jason.
I was going to say that people, forget that if something just, the cardinal rule, if something thinks if it's too cheap to be good, it probably isn't.
And here's something that I have been doing lately. I think a lot of times people get hacked and scammed because we do get complacent and we do get a little lazy. Every once in a while, your credit card company will send you a statement, like Discover, for instance. Click on this link and you can now get 5% off or 5% cash back on all your Amazon orders. I'm like, oh, that's a great idea, but I don't click on that link. I go to Discover's link and click on that way. Is that smart?
That's exactly what you need to do, right? You always should go and verify the link that you're going to click on. That is the number one way the bad guys are going to try and trick you and take advantage of you, or to send you these mails. They're called phishing mails. They look just like the real thing, except when you click on the link, you wind up going to a bad site that puts malware on your computer.
And keep your security up to date. I use Trend Micro, and just they get warnings, and it says your antivirus is expiring in 18 days. That's the first thing you can do also is renew it and keep it updated, correct?
Yep. The other good defense is, aside from not clicking on everything that comes across your screen, is to keep all of your systems updated. You want to keep your operating systems updated, whether you're running Windows or Apple or Android. You want to keep your browsers updated. And as you mentioned, you do want to keep your antivirus updated. Doing those things puts you way, way ahead of the curve, and it really does a lot to protect you.
Jason, here's something I get on my home phone, on my cell phone, and on my computer. A note that starts out, or a voicemail that starts out with, you had asked about lower insurance rates. Well, we're here to return that phone call or that email, when I never made that first phone call or email. Do people really still fall for that? It seems so easy. I can't believe people would ever fall for that.
You know, it does. They do, and it's crazy to me also, but you've got to realize the cost of opportunity for these kinds of attacks is so low. So if they make 100,000 phone calls and just 1% of the people respond, it's a win, because all you need is one or two people falling for that trick. And it really costs relatively nothing to set up a machine to do these kinds of robocalls.
Are there different scams that come up when the holidays kick in? Like, are there holiday-related scams that we should be looking out for?
Yeah, there are, because now's the time of year that people get all excited to spend their money. I mean, I think they estimated something in the like of $114 to $15 billion is going to be spent this holiday season. And as I mentioned before, you're on their online shopping and maybe you're getting a TV or a stereo or something, and you notice that the price in the one site is $100, $150 cheaper, and you think, hey, I'll just save the money and go buy it there. That is it's a warning sign. For the most part, there's only going to be so much variance in prices, and if something seems to be way too cheap to be true, it probably is too good to be true. The other thing people need to be aware of is the time of year where you get a lot of fakes. And so you maybe you want to buy a Panasonic or a Sony television. You buy one from an off-brand website, and it comes, and it's not a real thing. It's a fake. And so people need to be aware that they should be buying the more expensive items, the luxury items from a real retailer that they can verify.
What if you go to a place, though, that has like a proper return policy? I mean, wouldn't you want to look into that before you order something to know that it's legit? And if you do get a fake one, why would I believe them?
Right.
I guess I'm a sucker.
Well, right.
Exactly. Well, the other thing, too, is that many of the credit cards, American Express and Visa and MasterCard, have specific online buying insurance policies. So it's a much smarter play to buy with one of these credit cards than it would be to say to use your bank debit card. Because if you use your bank debit card, you may not have the same protections as you have with a credit card.
Okay. All right, here's my other question to you. I had heard this somewhere, and I think the somewhere was you, Jason Glassberg, on the line with us, co-founder of Kasaba Security. I do use my debit card, but I no longer punch in my code anymore. I always use it as a credit card because it just says on the thing, is this a debit card? And I click no and use it as credit. Is that any way safer than punching in your PIN number?
Absolutely. It absolutely is, because when you use your debit card as a credit card, it's being processed as a credit card payment, a PCI payment, as opposed to a debit card payment. And by law, credit card payments that go through the Visa, MasterCard, or the American Express system are subject to a much higher and rigorous protection in terms of online purchases. So that is absolutely the correct thing to do and the smart thing to do.
Jason Glassberg is our guest. He's the co-founder of Kasaba Security. He is the ethical hacker. Kasaba.com is the website you want to visit. If you have any questions for him, 312-981-7200, call us there or text us there. Back after this, it's WGN.
All right, Christmas is a-coming, and we're learning how to be safe while shopping online. Jason Glassberg is on the line with us, co-founder of Kasaba Security. You can go to kasaba.com to find out more information. We were having a little discussion, Bill and I, off the air about using your debit card. As we mentioned, use it as a credit card. Don't punch in your PIN code. And someone has texted us and says, if you use your debit card as a credit card, does the money still come out of your account right away? You could answer that better than I could.
Yes. Yeah, it gets processed out of your card because it's still a debit card. It's not a credit card. It's if you don't have the money in your bank account, the money won't disappear.
Right. That's a good point.
But haven't you in the past, Jason, said that a credit card is harder to lift, it's harder to steal than it is a debit card, haven't you?
Well, the thing is the laws surrounding the whole processing of a credit card payment, because it goes through a separate third party company, the Amex or the Visa or the MasterCard, as opposed to the debit card, which goes directly to your bank. And by going directly to your bank, you're basically under the laws and rules of your bank account. And whatever rules you've agreed to. And, you know, I don't know how many people read all the fine lines. But, you're limited to maybe a $50 a cost if you get fraud with your credit card and you don't have to pay. Meanwhile, the bank will pay out the money and you have to fight to get it back. So it's always an advantage to use your credit card.
All right. I got to admit, I do a lot of shopping on Amazon, and Nancy is here to warn us. Hi, Nancy. We're chatting with Jason Glassberg.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment. I bought an item off of Amazon, and the item was under $65. Once it was assembled, it had a large note in the box to say if there was a problem to call this number for customer service. And my husband called it, and immediately the guy wanted his credit card and said that he was going to send him a gift card for $50 to McDonald's and $100 to Walmart. And I thought to myself, this item was under $65. So,
and why do you need the credit card to send a gift card your way? Ask for your address, maybe.
That was what, we had the red flags, and the man had a heavy accent from overseas, said his name was Jack Peterson, which I thought, there is no way. And I was so irritated. The guy would not let my husband off the phone. And when I went to the website of the item, in a small little notice, it said, do not contact any number inside the shipping box. But I was really irritated. It's a great product, and I contacted Amazon and have not heard from them. But someone in their shipping department or packaging is putting flyers for bogus companies, because usually I would get contacted by some scammer. But here we are contacting them because we think it's associated with the product.
Wow, that's
a crazy
one.
Now, wait, can I just ask, because I'm confused, where did it say don't contact someone on information inside the package? Did it say it in fine print on the Amazon site?
No, I went to the actual product because I wanted to let them know. And here on their website, you know, if you look at About Us or whatever, it did have a little notice on there, but when I bought it off of Amazon, I'm not thinking I'm going to contact the company.
Right.
Because inside the box, it told me contact for more information or for customer service.
What do you make of that, Jason?
That's a crazy story. Now, the interesting thing about Amazon, yeah, it's crazy. It's all, you know, the thing about Amazon that's interesting is that not only do they sell, if you ever go on the website, you'll see it says, you know, shipped by Amazon. They're also the front end to a whole lot of independent other stores.
Right.
And so they can either, you can either order from Amazon website and Amazon ships the product, or you can order from the Amazon website and some other third party company can ship the product.
Right.
So it's very important. You're always going to be better off if you make sure that one is shipped and sold by Amazon.
But they still back it up. They still back it up if they're selling from a third-party seller.
Absolutely.
Well, it does
There's
say,
no question.
It does
the,
say sold
the thing
by
that's
Amazon.
Interesting, though.
Go ahead, Nancy. It does say that sold by Amazon.com.
Right. And when I did write a review, it went on. It went online, and then automatically it was taken off. So... I would say that they were, you know, someone was kind of watching for a negative review, but I just think people should be aware that if there's a problem, they probably should go directly to the company website and disregard whatever might be in a box. But Amazon should look into whoever is packaging their stuff, because somebody is putting bogus information inside their packaging.
Jack Peterson.
I would contact Amazon
that's
tell them. Jack Peterson.
Jack
Nancy,
Peterson.
Have a good holiday.
Yeah.
Jason, and I ordered something, Bill, I told you this. I ordered something from Amazon. It was a third-party seller. It was a guitar strap for a Rock Band guitar. And when we received it, it smelled funny. So I examined it a little further, and it was completely moldy and mildewy. And right away, I reached out through Amazon to this third-party seller and said, I am disgusted that you would sell something like this. Mm-hmm. Not only is it gross, it's a health hazard.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to return it and get an immediate refund. And they actually responded and said, I am so embarrassed that it looked like that. Throw it out. We'll credit your account. And then Amazon was kind of, they were CC'd on all this communication, and everything was handled perfectly.
Yeah, no, I've had some good luck with Amazon. I've also, you know, I've had packages that they claim have been shipped but never showed up. And then you call them up, and they seem to be relatively quick and efficient about resolving these things. But one thing I was going to say about the other caller's problem, though, is that, you know, especially this time of year, there are so many people involved in the shipping of a package from point A to the point it gets to your house. And who's this, you know, you can never know if it was some intermediary in some, you know, rent-a-warehouse who slipped that kind of note into the package.
Yeah, it may not be Amazon
right,
doing
sure,
it. Yeah, that's
not.
True.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, unfortunately, it's frustrating. My experience has been that Amazon has been very upstanding and very reputable in these kinds of things. But, you know, my gosh, they sell a lot of stuff. So, you know, I'm sure something falls through the cracks every once in a while.
Jason, we only have a minute. We're talking about the scams of Christmas, the scams of the holiday season. There are always scams involving these gift cards and e-cards online. Anything going this year, or is it has it been cleared up?
Yeah, it's actually a very popular and nefarious problem, and it's so simple. What happens is that, you know, when you go into the store, you'll see these gift cards hanging on the wall or by the cash register.
Yeah.
What happens is people go and they write down the numbers of the cards that are in front, right?
Yeah.
And that way, when you go and they use those to validate
the online purchase, or they make the cards valid, and so when you go to buy them, someone's already got the card number.
Wow!
And right, so the real protection there is to just buy cards that are in the back of the pack.
Oh, smart move.
And save your receipt. I mean, really, don't.
Sure.
And I always feel funny, you know, when you give a gift card, you give that little small receipt as well to show that, you know, you paid for it.
Right.
And if people receive a gift card and it doesn't work, can't they show that little slip of paper?
Sure. But it's just one of these things. Again, it's a cheap crime to commit. Because all you need to do is write down these numbers. And so if you do it 100 times and it only works once or twice, you know, it hasn't really cost you a lot to pull this one off. And it'll be very hard to kind of trace it back, depending on what you were purchasing. But it's the ease of doing it that makes it so nefarious and so strange.
Terrible people
really
out there.
Quite a bit. There really are.
Jack Peterson. All right, Jason, thank you for I hold a grudge, Jason. Now you know. Jason Glassberg is co-founder of Cassava Security. Go to cassava.com. Have a great holiday season, Jason. Thanks for being with us.
You too. Always a pleasure to talk to you guys.
All right,
thanks,
take care.
Jason. You are one funny.
All right, we'll take a quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.